This will be an MBCT mindful movement practice. To support predictability, the practice will be roughly 15 minutes. You're invited to listen to your body and modify any of the suggestions that feel better for you today. You may choose to modify, or you might choose to skip a movement, listening to what your body needs right now. So, in a moment, you'll be invited to find a comfortable form that supports wakefulness. That might be seated on a chair, or perhaps on the ground on a yoga mat. If you're choosing to sit in a chair today, an invitation to sit a little forward in your chair, bringing awareness to the natural curves in your back. And if you're choosing to sit on the ground today, you might appreciate the support of a cushion or pillow underneath your sit bones. Your legs might be cross-legged, or you could also extend your legs, whatever feels best for you. Either way, sitting on the ground or in a chair, perhaps bringing attention to your spine. An invitation to lengthen through the top of your head, maybe gently tucking the chin in towards the chest. And taking a moment to orient to the room you're in. That might involve looking around from side to side, above you and below you. Maybe you choose to orient with sound today. Noticing sounds near and far. And when you feel ready, perhaps it's available to notice the ground beneath you, the support of the chair or a cushion, and any touch points meeting the ground or the surface. Might be available to notice sensations arising from the contact your body meets with the ground or the support. And as best you can, adopting a curious stance to whatever sensations or lack of sensations are present. In a moment, we'll begin some movements for our neck. If you like, exhaling, releasing your chin towards your chest. And inhaling, lifting your chin towards the sky. And perhaps continuing that movement. It may interest you to align the movement and the breath. Or perhaps you choose to focus on the sensations that might be arising in your body from this movement, as you draw your chin towards the sky and the chin towards your chest. Moving at your own pace, your own rhythm. When you feel ready, bringing your head back to center. Perhaps moving into some movement for your shoulders. So, if you like, when you're ready, lifting your shoulders up towards your ears. And on the exhale, releasing. As you repeated that a few times, so inhaling, lifting your shoulders. Exhaling, releasing. You might choose to let out any sound on the exhale through your nose or your mouth. Moving at your own pace, your own rhythm today. Now it might interest you to roll your shoulders back and down. As you do so, it might be available to notice sensations in your body as you make this movement. rolling your shoulders up and down. Perhaps it interests you to move your shoulders the opposite way, lifting the shoulder blades up and rolling your shoulders forward. As you make this movement in your shoulders, a gentle reminder your movement might be really tiny or it might be a bit bigger. You might be choosing to move really slow, or maybe you're moving with a bit more speed. You're in charge. And then when that feels complete, coming back to center, seated on a cushion or on a chair, perhaps taking mountain form, allowing your body to take a stance similar to a mountain. Noticing the parts of your body connected to the ground. Perhaps noticing your spine supporting your body. Again, gently inviting the top of your head towards the sky. And here there's an invitation to extend your arms out to the side, palms facing up. When you're ready, inhaling your arms up to whatever length, if it's available, looking towards the sky. And then on the exhale, palms facing down, coming back down to the sides of your body. You might like to try that a few times, inhaling, lifting your arms, palms facing up. And then when you're ready, exhaling, releasing your palms down towards the earth. As you experiment with that movement, it might be available to notice sensations, or tightness or tension, ease or spaciousness. And like any other practice, you notice your attention has wandered, no big deal. You're invited to bring your attention back to this moment, to your body, to any sensations arising from this movement of lifting your arms and hands to the sky and releasing them back down. Take your time. Now, coming back to a stationary form, maybe adopting that mountain stance once again. And if you're seated, you could place your hands on your upper legs, maybe near your knees, and begin circling around, bringing some attention perhaps into your hips. If you're on the ground, you could continue the same movement, the hands resting on your upper legs or your knees, and starting to move in one direction, round and round. And as you do so, it'd be available to notice sensations arising in your body. You might not notice sensations right now. You might notice more a sense of dullness or numbness. It's also something to be aware of, to be mindful of. Now, in a moment, you're invited to come down onto your back or stay in a chair. And if you're choosing to lie down today, it might be supportive to bend your knees, knees together, feet apart, perhaps taking some pressure off your low back. may be helpful to reconnect to those touch points, the parts of your body making contact with the ground or the chair. And if you're lying down, perhaps drawing your knees in. And as you draw your knees in, might be available in the inhale to draw them in a little closer to your torso. And on the exhale, allowing the knees to come out a little ways. You might do this with the support of your hand on top of your knees, in the crease beneath your knees. Or for some, it might feel more supportive to have your hands on the ground. And if you're practicing this movement in a chair, an option to draw one knee up towards your body, lifting the sole of your foot off the ground, noticing sensations there, and then maybe shifting to the other knee. As best you can, taking a moment to explore any sensations known here as you draw your knees in and out, in and out. Your attention has been caught, has been hooked in thinking, no big deal. An invitation to escort your attention back with kindness and gentleness. When you're ready, coming back to stillness. Here we can move into either a lying or a seated twist. If you're lying on the ground, the invitation is to release your knees that are towards your body onto one side. Once your knees are on the floor, again, you might want a little support, a pillow underneath your knees or in the crease between your legs. So a pillow between your knees. You could extend your arms out to any length. And if it's okay for your neck, looking the opposite way. So knees coming to one side, arms extended, and then looking the opposite way. Resting there for a moment. And if you're practicing the chair, you could take one palm to the opposite leg and then twisting, looking around, allowing the twist to come from the lower abdomen and looking back behind you if that's available. Making each movement your own. And when that feels complete, taking the twist on the other side. Again, if you're on the ground, you might want support under your knees or in between your knees. As you find this twist on the opposite side, seated or lying down. Might be available to notice any differences between the left and the right sides of your body as you take this shape. Might be available to notice your breath. When you're ready, coming back to center. Noticing the ground beneath you, the chair beneath you. And lastly today, there's an invitation to take a big stretch with your hands towards the sky, maybe stretching your feet out, your toes, extending toes and fingers, like a big morning stretch. Right now, seeing if there's any other movement that your body is craving. Doesn't matter if it has a yoga name, doesn't matter what it looks like. Taking a moment to honor any requests for movement from your body right now. Now there's an invitation to come into a final resting form for a moment or two, knowing you can always stay longer than the recording. Finding a comfortable place to rest. Might be supportive to have a blanket over your torso or abdomen. Letting your breath be natural. Now, as the practice comes to a close, perhaps bringing your attention to your entire body, seated or lying here, from the top of your head all the way to the soles of your feet, the front of your bed, the front of your body, the back of your body, the sides of your body, your entire body resting here. And as best you can, bringing this expanded sense of awareness with you as you move into the next moments of your day. Thank you for your practice.